Okay, everybody, we are back, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., and we love talking at you people. We sure do. Hey, listen, if you're just joining us, let me go ahead and sort of reintroduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hello.
She's all hopped up on Coco Loco.
Yes.
Next to her, to her right, is my blushing bride, Stephanie. She is not hopped up on Coco Loco.
No. A little Diet Coke.
Right, yeah, Coco. And to her right is my boy, Ty Ginn, who is starting to seem a little antsy. He's got a big rock and roll show after this show over in Tampa at the, what's it called?
The Brass Mug
over in Tampa.
It's on
Skipper Road. If you want to go see some really kick-ass death metal,
yes.
Ty's band is called Deceptive Intruder, and they will melt your face off.
Yes.
It'll happen.
You'll come away deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And faceless.
But you're
and faceless.
Faceless. Now, Ty, you said that there are going to be about seven bands over there, so it's going to be a...
It's a really big show.
Just going to be puddles of faces.
Yes. Yeah. Puddles.
That's what you want at a death metal show.
Yes. Yes, that is the goal.
Anyway, my name is Mark, and I have been your host, and I will continue to be your host through the end of this show this
evening.
Forever. Right. Now, before the break, I said that I'm about ready to punch an activist in the throat.
I thought you karate chopped people in the throat.
I'm going with punches now.
Oh.
It's serious.
Karate's more of a defensive style of battle.
I see.
I'm going to be more aggressive.
More offensive about it.
I'm going to punch you right in
the crab my guy.
crab my crotch. Right. Now, listen, it's everybody's right to protest.
Right.
Yes.
Okay? And I can appreciate that. But that doesn't mean that it's always right to protest. Yes.
Well, just because you can do something doesn't always mean you should.
Yeah. I mean, protesting poor wages at a job, I get that. It's that's your living.
You're ready to do some of that.
You should, but then you run into these activists that are so hell bent on making sure that everybody besides them believes in and toes the line just like they do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is crap. Whatever anybody else does is none of your business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you believe something or don't believe something doesn't mean that everybody else has to believe the same way that you do.
Right. Well, it also doesn't give you a right to violate other people
right.
and their space mm-hmm. and their,
beliefs.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason I brought this up is here in Pinellas County, right here in Florida, which we live in.
Be a little more specific.
Well, Pinellas Park, actually right down the street from us, actually.
Yes.
At a Chick-fil-A restaurant earlier this week. The place is full. It's lunchtime. These activists go in, okay, some of them wearing chicken and cow masks. Those individuals lay on the floor with like blood splattered on them. And then another individual acts like they are stabbing them.
Right.
Right. The name of this group of yahoos
yeah.
is called Direct Action Everywhere. These people don't like the fact that people are eating meat, eating animals.
Unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, they taste good.
I think so, too.
They're wonderful.
I mean, they would never convince me not to eat meat, especially with their shenanigans.
Right.
You know, that would just piss me off.
Oh, that I would be furious.
If I am there on my lunch break trying to enjoy my lunch and these people are coming in with, blood splattered clothes, putting on this performance, that would just really make me angry.
That would be, to me, that's a violation of my
absolutely.
Civil rights.
They are not gaining any ground with me. It's not like I'm going to be eating my Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and go, God, you're right.
You're right.
You're right.
Unmake this
wait.
Sandwich.
Yeah. They sell salad here too.
Yeah. I just don't understand the nerve of some people where they think that they are so righteous
that to invade.
To invade a restaurant where people are enjoying their meal. Look, if you don't like to eat meat, don't eat meat. Leave me out of it.
Right.
You damn hipsters.
You know.
Yeah, that...
If you don't like to eat meat, you don't have to eat meat.
Right.
Nobody else has to hear about it.
Exactly.
I don't see too many vegan uprisings because they probably don't have enough strength.
Right.
No, but they do like to bitch.
Well, yeah. Well, they're hungry.
And you'd bitch, too, if you didn't have a steak.
It's true. Hangry.
Yeah, they're
hungry. You need protein,
hangry.
Man.
They need some bacon.
Yeah, you need some protein.
Just go in there and snort some Muscle Milk.
Ugh.
Or some Coco Loco, everybody.
Yeah. Coco Loco.
And then you'll cuss and
this show
noise
sponsored and... by Coco Loco.
Am which, I making too much noise?
Which you cannot get from the asylum.
No.
Will not be sold there.
I don't know. It just makes me angry that there are people out there that are so self-righteous that they feel like...
They can invade.
Well, their way of thinking is it. It's my way or the highway. And if you're not thinking the way I'm thinking, you're wrong, you're dumb, you're
right.
A murderer, you know. That's just ridiculous.
It's like the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, my God.
This is recording, right? We got him saying that.
Mm-hmm.
What? Good. What did I say?
Hmm? No, nothing.
He doesn't even know.
That Westboro Baptist Church, I think before we decide to invade North Korea, that church.
Can't we send them?
Through some test bombings.
We should drop them out of planes.
Yes.
On North Korea.
Yes.
No parachutes.
Can you imagine the nerve of those people? The nerve of those people to go to a funeral of a fallen warrior or even a homosexual
and protest?
This family is grieving. Their heart has been ripped out. And you're so self-righteous.
Right.
That you're going to make them feel like they're doing the wrong thing?
Yeah,
that's despicable.
It is.
They're really... Look, it's legal to protest. That should not be.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Or at least it should be legal if you go over and beat the piss out of all of them.
Right. As far as
charges should be pressed.
As far as
legal to run over protesters now, right? Just hit them with your car.
Yeah.
They were blocking the road.
Yeah. But I can't believe. And why did they say specifically why they chose Chick-fil-A?
I think they were just going around. As a matter of fact, they went to Chick-fil-A earlier in the day. Now, these yahoos are called Direct Action Everywhere, okay? Later in the day, the same group of people, or a portion of that group of people, came across a family who were fishing at Crescent Lake in St. Petersburg. They had caught, several tilapia out of the lake. These yahoos come up, grab their fish, and throw them back in the lake.
Oh, you're kidding.
I would whip your ass.
I mean, the fish are dead, aren't they?
They may not. Yeah. But still, it's like, are you kidding me?
Isn't that theft?
Yeah.
It's got to be something.
You would think. I mean, it's one thing.
It takes a lot of nerve.
You swim, hipster?
Protesting is one thing, but when you start, I mean, maybe that family.
That's what they live on.
Here's a picture of the guy. Now, this isn't good for radio.
And apparently they don't have jobs.
Here's a picture of the guy who came up on the family that was fishing. He would be crippled.
Yeah, it looks like a hipster douche.
Yeah, I just don't understand the mentality of these people.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Go eat a granola bar.
Yeah.
With your Birkenstocks.
And your, Salvador Dali look.
Oh, he's a regular at Asylum. kidding. He might be, though.
You'll have to have a conversation with him.
I think I talked to him the other day.
Yeah.
We were talking about that tape stuff.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay. So.
Is that before or after the Coco Loco incident?
I couldn't tell you.
little trouble with the time management.
The Coco Loco was pure, man.
Everything before the Coco Loco is a little bit blurry. Everything after, a complete blank.
Right.
Totally questionable.
No, I...
Could have been a dream.
She's got cocoa pebbles on the brain.
Yeah.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this, to me, this is appalling. This is...
Yeah, that's messed up.
That is... in my opinion, that's abusing your freedom.
Yeah, right.
To protest.
Absolutely.
You know,
if you want to go out and protest war, you know, that's one thing. If you want to protest, like I said earlier, your salaries or poor wages at the factory you work at, that kind of thing,
or,
I get that.
You know, the chicken
but
plant.
Do it peacefully.
Do it peacefully.
Let
you know,
people
this,
know that you're upset about it, but don't make a spectacle of yourself.
Yeah, this, you know, dramatization is that goes beyond protesting.
Absolutely.
You know, stand outside with a sign.
So if you're at Chick-fil-A and you've got your small kids with you, what are the kids supposed to think?
Right. They think it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is inexcusable.
One of the things I heard about this after it happened is that so many of the people that were protesting looked like a bunch of they were a bunch of women. Not necessarily
what
middle-aged.
What does that mean?
But they were all they were all kind of overweight.
Oh.
You know, it's like, so if you're not eating meat and you're a vegan or whatever you are, why are you so heavy?
Because ice cream. Ice cream.
You've replaced meat with ice cream.
And cake.
Dairy.
And
cake,
right.
Yeah.
Still comes from the same animal.
Right.
Oh, maybe they don't eat ice cream.
Vegans don't. No, vegans don't do any of it.
What do they eat?
Kale.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, if
kale and farts. Soy.
If they're heavy,
what was that thing we
they're
said?
Sneaking the bacon.
What was that thing we said a couple weeks ago on the show? Oh. The best way to get the kale out of your pan is
coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Makes it slide right out.
Yeah, slides
right into the trash can.
Right into the trash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kale isn't bad.
It's terrible.
I don't know that I've ever had kale unless you've snuck it in.
I've snuck it in. You guys have had kale and loved it.
All right, you need to stop eating kale.
Why?
I'm not going to go into it on the radio, but I work with it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Don't eat the kale.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Well, I haven't bought kale in about a year.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just like the coconut oil. It's not as good as everyone thought it was. Well, you know what I mean?
It's wonderful for your face.
Kinda. Not mine.
Kale?
Yeah, kale. And coconut oil slides right into the trash.
Anyway.
Let's see.
So what should we be eating instead? Spinach?
Yeah. Spinach. But not the kale.
Not the kale. Okay.
Not processed enough.
Oh.
Ew, gross.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's not clean.
I get it.
Yep. Let's see. Movies and entertainment?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Movies and entertainment would be fabulous.
You want to go there?
We can go there.
Anybody seen anything new?
No, but there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of... Can I have those?
A lot of stuff coming out. Yeah, Tyler and a pair of matching green scissors.
Yeah, holding him like he's in the stabbing position.
He's gearing up for the death metal show.
Look, man.
It's part of his character.
Anyway, so movies and entertainment. Puss. Nobody saw anything new. None of the new releases, I'm guessing.
No.
Mom and I just saw, last night?
Last night.
Sully.
Yes.
The movie,
that was a good movie. You had said it was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but it was
I thought it was very good.
I don't think it's going to win any awards.
It didn't.
I mean, it's like one of those movies that you know what the outcome is.
Right, but at the same time...
It did give you a little insight on how frightening that would be. And then also, once you survive it, how people in your industry are going to try to destroy you.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought was the craziest part, to me, the
most maddening part of the story. That one bald guy, I wanted to strangle him. If I could have reached through the TV screen, I would have punched him in the throat.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it just... I don't know. It's just maddening to me that people are so ready to...
Negative.
You just survived a plane crash.
Right.
You
and
are
it's
a
your
hero.
Fault.
You allowed 155 people to...
Continue their lives
because of your actions. And these jackasses are going to try to take you down.
Right.
Any way possible.
Yeah. To me, that's also despicable.
That's appalling.
Yeah.
That's not proactive. It's not, you know, supportive.
Sully, whose real name is Chesley Sullenberger, I don't know if he has actually retired.
I think he has.
But his mission now is basically to save the FAA. And I did not read that article that you gave me, but it's a good idea because it was the FAA that was basically trying to destroy him after he saved himself, his crew, and 155 souls.
Right.
You know, so he's out there now on a mission to try to, hey, let's change things up.
Right.
You know, let's not just jump to conclusions.
Well, that, and there's talk about privatizing a lot of that within the industry, like the air traffic controllers. And he's against that. Because
it's got to be regulated.
It's got to be regulated. And we unfortunately know what happens when things get privatized and basically become a for-profit mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody starts to cut corners.
Exactly. Yeah. And his whole stance is this is not the place. Mm-mm. To try to cut corners within the federal government.
Not when you've got these huge pieces of machinery up in the air, which is a miracle to me that they can even fly, full of, you know, 150, 200 people.
300
people. 300 people. You can't be playing around with that many lives.
No. That needs to have strict regulation, guidance, and profit should not ever come into a conversation about air traffic, transportation, safety.
Is it, so what? You're saying, should it be like a government-controlled?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody plays by the same set of rules.
Same rules, no matter what. Same everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe it should be run by the NFL.
Why?
Think about it. Think about it. All NFL teams, man. You're not allowed to go out on the field without your helmet. You're not allowed to go out on the field with different color socks. You know, that everything is regulated right down to the last thing.
And they've got the budget.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, it might be safer if the NFL got involved. But
you know, NFL teams are very restricted on what they can and cannot do. You know, FAA probably should be run a lot like that.
It absolutely should be. Absolutely should be.
So what do? You hire a commissioner. And you say, look, man, you're the guy in charge. We're going to pay you a ton of money, but you better make sure that everybody toes the line.
Right.
And if they don't start toeing the line or keep toeing the line, you're out.
And in those jobs, they should all be compensated appropriately, you know, as far as the air traffic controllers and,
I think they get paid pretty good money, but anytime
and work you're schedules responsible
for people's lives.
Right.
And that includes teachers.
Right.
You should be paid
very well.
Handsomely.
Yes. Mm. Well, it's funny you bring up teachers because I had a conversation with one of my unit owners the other day. Right. He turned 90 in February.
Okay.
Wonderful man. And he finds it, he was a doctor, and he finds it appalling that in today's day and age that school teachers make so little money. I mean, they are handling the future of this country.
Absolutely, but you can't tell me that, would you say it was 90?
He's 90.
Yeah, well, back in his day, they didn't make anything.
Well, back in his day, they were also well-respected by the community,
by the children, the parents.
Right. He finds the whole thing absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
And at 90, he's a hoot. Yeah. I love talking to him. Good stuff. Sorry.
Good stuff.
Off track.
Anyway, let's see. One of the movies that I want to see, look. I've said this before on the show that I'm not a big fan of going to the movie theater. We went to go see Wonder Woman, and I was fine with that. That was a great theater. That's the new one.
He was fine with
that's it. That's the Cobb Theater over at the Tyrone Mall.
It's spectacular.
It is spectacular. I mean, those chairs are to die for.
Yes.
If you put them too far back, you're not going to see the movie.
No. No. But, and it has nothing to do with not being able to see the screen.
Right. And I think the way that they have designed that theater is very smart because you can't really hear other people in the theater. You're kind of spaced out enough where mm-hmm. other people's stuff, talking, rattling their candy wrappers or whatever it is, you're not really affected by that.
Right. It's acoustically mm-hmm. sound.
Yep. So given that, I think that the next movie that I wouldn't mind going to the theater and seeing is this War for the Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, didn't that come out today?
It's out.
Okay. Yeah,
it is out.
Looks good.
It does look good,
and it's supposed to be fantastic. And now this is a trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things that I saw in the paper today is they were talking about the best trilogies ever.
Oh. Okay.
So, Ty, what would you think the number one best trilogy is? And you're probably not going to get this because I found it odd that it was even in the list, but I didn't even know that there were three of them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter?
Nope. That's... no, well, that's not even in the...
50 Shades of Grey.
What'd you say?
50 Shades of Grey.
No, I don't think they've made three yet.
They have. I did.
Have they?
I think they have.
Godfather?
No.
Really?
Nope, Godfather's not in there.
Wow.
Ty, one of your all-time favorites is in there. Now, they've made more than three movies.
Oh, well, Star Wars.
Star Wars is in there. That's number two.
All right, so then Indiana Jones?
No.
Kill Bill.
What?
No, I'm talking about the top five. Top five trilogies.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is in there at number three.
Hunger Games.
Nope.
It's The Hobbit.
Isn't that Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, but there's two trilogies.
Well, Lord of the Rings gets number three.
Okay.
Sharknado?
No, they just came out with their fifth one, but they're not in. They,
Twilight.
All I have is the top five.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Twilight.
You're not going to believe what number one is.
Okay, hold on. I'm still guessing.
What do you think number four is?
So far we have Star Wars at number two.
Right.
Lord of the Rings at number three.
Right.
So we're missing three still.
Back to the Future.
No.
Oh.
Really?
No. Jurassic Park.
Now, they may have made the list, but they're not in the top five.
Okay, no,
well,
no.
I'm still trying, though.
We're still... befuddled.
We're still shooting for it. Star Trek?
No.
I don't
think
Shrek.
No.
Oh, Shrek. No. What about Despicable Me?
No, but you're getting closer.
What?
For the number one, you're getting closer.
Toy Story?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story
yeah.
is the number one.
I can see
number
that.
One.
That middle one was sad as hell, though.
Yeah.
I don't agree
that one,
with that middle
one. That
one
was rough.
Number four was Planet of the Apes. Okay. And number five is three of the Clint Eastwood movies, all the spaghetti westerns. You have Fistful of Dollars, for a Few Dollars More, and The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, I did not realize that was a trilogy.
Well, I didn't. Well, it's the same dude, I think.
Okay. Yeah, well,
he plays the same character.
Lost out to that?
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
Godfather's not in this. No, like I say, they just weren't in the top five. They're
right,
probably
but,
in the top 10.
I mean, in the top five, you would think The Godfather would be there.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Steve Purcell.
Back to the Future.
Steve Purcell is giving War of the Planet of the Apes an A minus.
Mm.
It'd be interesting to see what our very own Radio St. Pete's very own Charlie Jewell, our movie critic, gives War of the Planet of the Apes. You think he'll like it?
He might. It's one of those. It could go either way.
You think he likes apes?
Well, one, the whole sci-fi thing is not his kind of movie.
Right.
But in the trailers that I've seen,
right.
The storyline, the message is kind of in his wheelhouse. Yeah. So that one could go
either way. I'm not sci-fi either.
Right.
But this just looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Yes. You know,
be a good one to see in the theater.
Good conflict and...
So anyway, they always come out every week with the top five movies to see in the theaters. Number one is The Big Sick.
Oh, that one looks good.
Yeah, it does. Number Spider-Man. Two is Baby Driver, which I can't believe
I don't
is
care
in there.
About that.
I was, Spider-Man. Like I said last week, I was very disappointed with their soundtrack that I was told was so fantastic. I didn't find it fantastic at all. Let's see. Number three is War of the Planet of the Apes. And number four, Spider-Man. That's number four. And number five is the Beguiled. Those are the movies.
Okay.
July 21st, that movie Dunkirk comes out.
That looks cool.
That looks like it'll be pretty good. I like period pieces like that. July 28th, the Hannah, your movie, the Emoji movie is going to come out.
Oh. Oh, she's so excited.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are the movies that are out and about.
Nice.
Hey, look, if you're a Ty, now this is something. I know that your cover is that you are in a death metal band, but here Saturday, you could go over to Amalie Arena at 7:30 and check out some of your favorites.
Well, they got the Wiggles?
No, but they do have New Kids on the Block, Boys to Men, and Paula Abdul.
Well, I mean, Boys
it's
to
a
men.
Triple threat
Boys
show,
to men.
Everybody.
I'm yeah. about it until Paula.
Yeah.
I'm leaving for Paula, but I'm going.
Yeah.
And it's not expensive. Tickets start at $26.20 and then go up from there.
Yeah. Well, also tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm going to get this wrong. I know I should have written it down. What's the place in Gulfport?
Blueberry Patch?
Oh, that doesn't sound right now. Sweetwater.
Sweetwater or something.
Sweetwater.
Then you said Betty Fox is going to be
Betty
there?
Betty Fox is going to be there at 6.
It's a little place. It's like somebody's backyard.
I'm not sure. It's the same place now.
Oh.
Anyway, Sweetwater, wherever it is. I'll look it up. We may go to that tomorrow, depending on the weather, because I think it's outside.
Another thing that's going to be happening here, July 23rd, is Shark Week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have they jumped the shark?
They have.
They have.
They always replay everything.
They have,
well,
but
now they've got Michael Phelps racing a shark.
A shark.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a 100-meter race.
I hope he gets bit.
He doesn't, because
they've already filmed it. He survives.
He probably smoked a doobie with the shark beforehand.
Well, they've got it set
down.
Up where...
Right, shook fins.
They've set up sort of a lane for him so that he can swim, you know, straight in the ocean. And I guess he sort of does his thing. And then they try to get the shark to swim straight in the ocean. And that's not how they swim.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been a lot better if they had, like, cut his ankle and gave him, like, a 10-second head start, you know.
Yeah.
If you can make it from point A to point B without getting your leg bitten off.
Strap some chum behind him.
Right.
Yeah. You
know, it would have been a lot better.
Just chum falling off.
It's basically, all they're doing, really, is seeing how fast he can swim, like, that 100 meters in the ocean.
Compared
and then
to
they're going
to
try to corral a great white shark and see how fast it can go from point A to point B.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Well, they've jumped the shark.
Yes.
They're out of ideas.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, what's going to be next? You know,
there's just not going to be one next.
Right, what's going to be next is Sharknado.
Yes. Five. Right. Sharknado 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way to go, people.
Way to go.
Thanks for giving us Sharknado 5.
Five.
I dropped my stuff.
He's under
the floor.
He's on the floor with all of his stuff.
It's bad.
He's doing the dead.
He's down.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I do want to.
Play Stump the Chump.
I do want to play that.
Oh, look! Okay. I'm psychic.
Mm-hmm. But we do have stories, man. We got another Python report.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had one in a couple weeks.
We definitely need to do the Python report before Stump the Chump.
If you all are fans of, what's the show called that we love so much with Chip and Joanna Gaines? Fixer Upper. Love that show.
Yes.
They had an incident. They had an incident.
Yes, they did.
I want to talk about that Fixer Upper incident.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do this thing. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play Stump the Chump. What is our theme, Steph?
This is random, just fun, random, goofy.
General knowledge.
All right.
If you have.
All right, everybody.
If you have
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If you want to give us a call at any time during the show, please do so at 727-498-0502. You can call that same number and win $100 of Joe's money. Come on, man. Do it. We'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to play our general knowledge version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Thank you. the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Back, and that's one of my favorites, The Man in Black, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
That was actually, you know, every week when I prepare for the show, I like to play music on the show. Some people have asked me, well, why do you play music on the show? Well, look, when you do a two-hour show, you got to have a break somewhere. And, you know,
you're going to have to pee.
And a lot of people, right, a lot of people play commercials. Well, we don't do commercials because we don't have any sponsors.
Right. So if you'd like to sponsor the show.
So I like to try to treat you guys to some music from time to time. And hopefully sometimes you'll hear something that you haven't heard in a long time or hear an artist that
you've never heard before
and be like, hey, man, I really dig that.
Yeah.
All two of you out there.
Yes. Trying to broaden your horizons.
Right. But anyway, this week, it was earlier in the week. That's our dog Tilly barking, if you can hear her in the background. She loves the music, too.
Yes.
But earlier in the week, I was putting my music together, and I got a text message from my buddy Paul. And I said, hey, man, give me some ideas for music. Well, this was one of them.
Oh, Johnny Cash?
Yep. Folsom Prison Blues.
Nice. Very nice.
And I like the live version. The other one that he recommended was Boy Named Sue, which is...
Oh, that's a great one.
It was a toss-up. It was a toss-up between which one
I was going
to play.
Next week. Next week. Yeah, write it down.
Don't say you should have played that one. This one was a great two. This is a classic two. Anyway, thank you, Paul Hunley.
For your participation and support.
My very best bud.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see you in August, buddy.
I know. God, it'll be here before we know it.
Can't believe we have been out of high school for 35
35 years.
Man, you look old.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go ahead and play Stump the Chump, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Running out of time.
Yes.
All right, does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, everybody's ready. When hippos get upset... their sweat turns what color? Ty?
Yellow.
No. Your choices are green, yellow, which we know is incorrect, red, or blue. Hannah?
Blue.
No.
Red.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, their sweat turns red. Who knew?
How do you not know that?
Right. Well, you know, I guess...
I'm a hepatologist.
Yeah.
And I'm hip.
Spell it.
Hepatologist?
Hippopotamus.
Hip-hop-anonymous.
Hip-hop-anonymous. That's how you spell it.
That's how you spell it. Billy goats do what to smell more attractive to the females?
Eat trash.
No. Your choices.
Axe body spray.
Yeah. No, but that would be a great idea, considering what they do. Your choices. Yeah, your choices are roll and do.
That's me.
No.
No, that's not it.
Ty?
They like pee on themselves?
Yes, they cool. do.
You know, vultures do that. They pee on their feet to keep themselves from overheating.
Ew.
Yeah,
vultures.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
I do that too at work. It's so damn hot outside.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Okay.
You could squish in your sneakers.
There
All
you
day
have
long,
it.
I got just one leg.
Good piece.
Just
squish.
One.
Left leg.
Yeah. You don't.
Angle to dangle, you know.
Okay. You don't switch back and forth. So Tyler is correct. Billy goats urinate on their heads to attract females.
How do they do that?
You've seen the yoga master Tilly. Yeah. Apparently, like, something
Get
like that.
Get themselves in a twist.
Yeah.
A little behind each ear.
Yeah, yeah. A little Kama Sutra or something.
Romantic.
Yoga. All right, so Mark has one. Ty has one. Heart attacks are more likely to occur on what day of the week? Is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday? Mark.
Sunday.
No.
Damn it.
Ty.
Wednesday.
No.
Monday.
Yes. And with Monday, Hannah is on the board. One all. How big is a baby octopus when it's born?
Oh, it's like microscopic.
Like a jelly bean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
super
tiny. I'm going to give that to Hannah.
All right.
Microscopic.
I just saw a picture.
It's smaller than
a
jelly
this
bean.
Week.
I posted
it. Oh, you did? See, I need to go on Facebook. I never would have used that question if I knew y'all knew the answer. I thought it was interesting. What percentage of the population of Uganda under the age of 15.
Do you want to know a crazy thing about octopuses?
Yes.
When they are babies, the mother stays there and takes care of it and wiggles them around to give them oxygen. And then when the little babies, the mother dies from staying there so long protecting them. And when the little babies hatch, they eat the mother.
All right.
Oh. Brutal. Yikes.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Sorry, but thank you for sharing. Metal. Yes, death metal.
Very metal.
You know, you need an octopus somewhere in your logo, Ty. Yeah. All right, back to this question. What percentage of the population of Uganda is under the age of 15?
Half.
Yes.
What?
50%. And Hannah has three. Mark has one. Ty has one.
She has
three.
What is she? No.
She got heart attacks on Mondays.
Yeah.
Baby octopi.
All right.
And the Ugandan population under 15.
Well, that's disturbing.
All right, so yes. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch how many hours of TV?
None.
Is it one hour? 2 hours, 3 hours, or 4 hours? Mark.
One.
No. Tie.
3 hours?
Three
cool.
is correct. So Tie has two. Hannah has three. Mark has one. So recycling really pays TV watchers.
One glass jar.
One glass jar saves enough energy to watch 3 hours of TV.
That's
so where do you plug into the pickle jar?
Yeah.
I don't think it works that way. Approximately, Ty, I put this question in specifically for you.
Okay.
Approximately how many Americans are injured by musical instruments each year? Your choices are 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 or 8,000? Mark.
Eight.
Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm shooting high. Eight.
Yeah. 8,000 Americans are injured by musical instruments each
year.
Sometimes
in this game, folks, you have to go with the most outrageous figure.
Yes.
Just one time?
Yes.
At band camp?
Yeah. I was injured. Hannah has
a piccolo in my.
No.
Oh.
That's where
I don't. God, is that how people are injuring themselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
usually.
Horrific. Ugh. Hannah has three. Ty has two. Mark has two. In the French language, there are how many words that mean surrender? Are there
none?
All of them.
Are there seven? 9, 13, or 17? Ty.
13.
No.
17.
9.
Hannah is correct.
What?
And with 17 words that mean surrender, Hannah wins.
Well, congratulations.
Ooh.
Good for you.
Good job.
Wow, look at you go.
Yeah, see, that cocoa stuff helped somewhere.
Yeah, general knowledge.
General weird stuff you shouldn't know knowledge.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So good job, Hannah.
Woo. All right, woo-hoo. Let's get to our Python report. Everybody.
Yes.
Now, we haven't done a Python report in a couple of weeks.
No. Well.
It's been a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had a serious one.
Well, we haven't nothing been as serious. Diligent about it as having our, you know, standard weekly report. Mm-hmm. Serious.
So apparently on Tuesday, look, we've talked about in the past where the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission has basically hired these local yahoos that are not necessarily professional snake wranglers to go into the Everglades and get these snakes.
Well, you should be a lot more courteous to them.
Well, and you know what? We all owe them a debt of gratitude.
These Florida heroes who are saving us.
This snake situation is getting out of control. This one guy is like the super trapper. His name is a Dusty Crumb.
He's the guy that doesn't wear shoes.
Dusty
that
Crumb.
Freaks me out.
Well, you got to sneak up on him, honey.
I can sneak in my sneakers. Crummy thank
dust.
You very much.
Well, this guy, on Tuesday, he bagged a 14-foot, 62-pound female that was carrying 73 eggs.
Yuck.
Yes.
Gross.
Yes.
If that doesn't give you chills, for one thing, and if it doesn't give you an idea of this epidemic.
Yes.
Okay, 73
unborn.
That's 74 snakes in total.
Total.
Okay.
Within what? How soon would they hatch? 6 months?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's pretty quick for snakes. I think it's like 30 days or something like that. Maybe.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty quick. Says that Dusty Crumb, one of 25 hunters employed by South Florida Water Management District to catch invasive Burmese pythons in the Everglades, said the mother snake was one of five pythons measured Monday in Homestead. So Monday alone, they caught five.
Five.
Wow.
Right. It says the problem is that the reproduction rate of these Burmese pythons is so rapid. I mean,
They're
reproducing like crazy.
They need to change the saying from reproducing like rabbits
right.
to reproducing like pythons.
Right. Crumb also caught a snake back in May, a 17-footer.
Yes. Remember him?
This guy should get a raise. You know they're only paying these guys like minimum wage, $8.50 an hour.
Right.
To go out there and risk their lives to obliterate this invasive species.
But they get a bonus.
Oh, yeah, $40.
Well, and then it goes up with each foot. And
$25 for each foot beyond 4 feet.
Right. So that that's another $250.
So, yeah, okay. All right.
So,
yeah. So
$290. And then he gets to keep the skin.
Right.
And sell the skin on the market, which will bring about the same amount of money, about $300.
Okay.
So that's a $600 score for
him.
That's
not bad.
That's, you know,
I
it's
think
not
get
enough.
An extra bonus because the thing had 73 eggs in it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there should be $1,000 an egg.
So these are all Burmese pythons. So it got me to thinking, okay, well, Burma, where these pythons are from, must be overrun with pythons.
Probably.
So I went to Google and I said, can you tell me what the the current population of pythons is in Burma? And it wouldn't tell me anything. It immediately goes to the Burmese python situation in Florida. It would not tell me anything about pythons in Burma.
Maybe they don't have any. Maybe it's like Hawaii.
They sent them all here.
They shipped them all here.
Maybe they have natural predators there.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they do have natural predators, but it's just like in the Everglades. When you're talking about a 17-foot or a 14-foot snake, there's not too many things. I mean, you saw the picture of that one swallowing the alligator.
Right. Yeah. Well, and how...
And out in the Everglades, I mean, what's more dangerous than an alligator?
As a predator.
Not, I mean, a wild boar? Their only predator is man, as far as I can see.
That's the way it seems anyway. Yeah. Now, I'm curious, but at that length, approximately how old is that snake?
They said that the thing, I don't know how old, let me see.
How many rings did it have?
Yeah, right?
At 14 feet, they said it weighed 62 pounds. That's pretty hefty.
And then my next question is,
right,
how many in that, what, say it's 5 years old,
right?
You know, hypothetically, do they start reproducing at one and, you know, have,
I think they're reproducing in utero. they're doing it before they even come out.
Before the eggs are laying eggs,
the
is
eggs
what
are
you're
laying
saying.
Eggs, right.
No, but if she had 74 eggs this time,
right?
What if this is her, you know, 50th
right.
batch?
Hey,
I mean, if they're reproducing,
that's very possible. My mother had a toy poodle that was no bigger than a shoebox, and that was the breedingest little damn dog I ever seen.
Right. So
that little thing had more puppies than I've ever seen any dog have. So it's very possible that a 14-foot python
who's dropping 74 eggs at a batch every 3 months, every six
now,
months.
Probably not all 73 eggs of those are going to survive. They've got to have some scavengers out there in the wild that are going to eat those eggs. But 73, that your odds are pretty good that there's going to be a good number of them that hatch.
Right, right. And remember, we did a story a couple of weeks ago about the people who found the python on their boat.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine if that one had had 73 eggs and they didn't find it and it managed to crawl back out?
Well, and the thing is, that story about the one getting on that boat is that it went from the Everglades up to Orlando.
Right.
So that if it had gotten off the boat undetected and then gone into
a wooded area
in Orlando
and laid 73 eggs.
Right.
Now we have a problem in Orlando.
Now we're surrounded.
Right.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like
it's
it
very
at all.
Scary.
I cannot stand snakes, not even little tiny ones. I hate the black racers. And you're talking about these big mammoth ones. We did the story a month or so ago with the one that ate that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, man. We got to do something about this. You know, let's stop thinking about North Korea.
Yeah.
Let's focus on
the
Burmese python.
We have a problem here at home.
Yeah, this is way more important.
There we go. Let's instead of killing them, bag them and airdrop those in North Korea.
Yeah, but then they'd slither over to South Korea and we're okay with them.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Well, put them in the furthest north part and let them work their way down.
I wonder if kimchi would be a Burmese python deterrent.
Maybe
if we airdropped buckets full of kimchi into the Everglades, if
buckets full of cabbage and let it ferment naturally.
If the pythons would be like, well, what the hell is this? We're going back to Burma.
Yeah. Might be better than setting it on fire and making them all flee towards us.
Yeah, can you imagine if we saw them all fleeing at once?
Oh, here's your sign.
Gross. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. How much time do we have left? Not much, everybody.
So quickly, we should talk about the Fixer Upper thing.
Yeah, one of our favorite shows on TV is Chip and Joanna Gaines, and they have that show, Fixer Upper. And it's a fantastic show. The couple, you can tell that they truly love each other. They have a nice family, and they do fantastic things with rundown properties.
Yes, unbelievable
I've
things.
Not seen another show that does a better job of taking a house that is crap and turning it into a palace.
Yes, truly. They do a wonderful job.
Well, apparently one of these houses, and they do most of their houses in the Waco, Texas area.
Yeah, all of them. They won't do them outside of that area.
Right. Well, apparently one of these houses, and apparently this house was featured on season 12.
They haven't had 12 seasons.
Well, it was the 12th house that they ever did.
Okay. Might have been season 3.
Yes. That could be. Anyway, we watched
15.
We watched the show, and we see how it goes. They take these families around, and they show them 3, sometimes 4 houses.
Right.
And the family gets to decide which house they want. According to how much money they have, how much money they can afford to put in to fix it up.
Right.
That kind of thing. Now, one of these houses, the one that we're talking about, last weekend, was hit. A drunk driver ran through the front of the house.
Right.
Okay. Well, on the good side, because of the renovations that Chip and Joanna did, they actually had to move a fireplace in this house. They're saying that because they moved that fireplace in the place that they put it, it stopped the car from going farther into the house and possibly killing somebody in a back bedroom.
Nice. Right.
Now, what the family is also saying, the people with the wrecked house, is saying that, hey, ever since we got this house, we've been harassed by neighbors because now they're telling us that their tax rates have gone up.
Their property values
have gone up. And they've also said that the house is not in the best neighborhood.
Right.
Well, look, man, they took you around
to these houses.
Yeah.
You got to choose what house you wanted.
If you didn't
investigate the neighborhood, that's on you.
That's on you.
And I guess I don't understand the whole property value thing because I don't understand why every house in the neighborhood, the property value would go up just because one house is nicer than the rest. Every house should be rated individually.
Correct? They are rated individually, but it's based on a neighborhood cumulative. Right. I don't know how else to explain
it. Anyway, these people are upset. Their house is wrecked. They don't know if they want to have the house fixed or if they just want to move.
I think
if you got such a crappy attitude, you ought to just move.
Yeah. Right. I mean, fix the house and sell it.
Right.
Yeah. It's still somebody a fabulous fixer-upper house.
You could sell it back to Chip and Joanna, and they'd sell it again next season.
Yeah.
They'd make it even bigger.
They could put it on the market, and a fan of the show would buy it immediately.
Okay. We're running out of time.
Yep.
Wind down. Let me do something that we didn't get a chance to do last week, is give you our quotes that come out of my favorite magazine, The Week magazine, that I love so much. The first one says, to play yourself, your true self, is the hardest thing in the world. And that came from Cary Grant, actor Cary Grant. So to play yourself.
Can you say it like Cary Grant?
To play yourself, darling. Your true self, darling. Is the hardest thing in the world.
Okay. Next.
The next one's I look like him though. I'm very handsome.
Yes, very handsome. Suave. Debonair.
Yes. Suave the boner. Mm-hmm. Destiny is a name often given in retrospect to choices that had dramatic consequences.
And strippers.
Yeah. Good job,
came from
Hannah.
J.K. Rowling.
Rowling.
Harry Potter fame. When you're winsome, you win some.
Ah,
D.L.
I like that.
Moody. Do you know what winsome means?
cheerful, happy, and charming, gay.
Attractive, yes. When you're winsome, you're winsome. If you believe that no one was ever corrupted by a book, you have also to believe that no one was ever improved by a book. That came from Irving Kristol. Mm-hmm. And the last one says, a clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory.
Yes.
And that came from comedian Stephen Wright.
Nice.
Right. Anyway, we are right down to it, everybody. What time do you have?
I have...
Time to go.
Time to get out. We gotta go.
All right, everybody. Right here at the end of the show, Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add?
No. Okay. Stay away from the Coco Loco.
Yeah, do that. Stephanie?
Deceptive intruder.
Yes, Ty.
Deceptive intruder.
Okay, and yes. I will also say deceptive intruder, but I will also say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We hope that you like what we are putting out there. And if you don't, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, whatever. You have choices.
We'll try harder next week. But we love you.
We love you.
Damn it, even if you don't call or try to win money, anything
or
like that.
Tweet us.
All right, everybody. We are down at the very end of the show. And I want to, do I even have time to play?
Yeah, just a little.
All right, here we go. We're gonna leave. We're going to play this little bit of a song. Good night, everybody.
That's it.